This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting is being held in New Delhi. Leaders of all 22 Arab nations are taking part in NEET, which is being hosted by India for the first time and taking place after a gap of 10 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a delegation of foreign ministers of Arab countries, the Secretary General of the League of Arab States and heads of Arab delegations. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi conveyed his appreciation for the important role played by the Arab League in supporting efforts towards regional peace and stability. He reiterated India's continued support for the people of Palestine and welcomed ongoing peace efforts, including the Gaza peace plan. The Prime Minister highlighted the deep and historic people-to-people ties between India and the Arab world. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that zero tolerance for terrorism must be an uncompromising universal norm. In his opening remark to the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting held in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said, "Terrorism in all its forms and manifestations is a common threat for India and the Arab nations." He highlighted that cross-border terrorism is particularly unacceptable because it violates the basic principles of international relations and diplomacy. He further stated that societies targeted by terrorism have the right to defend themselves and will understandably exercise it. He stressed the need to strengthen the international cooperation to combat this global scourge. Co-chairing the India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar underlined the importance India places on its ties with the Arab world. He highlighted the significance of cooperation in trade, energy, emerging technologies, connectivity and people-to-people ties. He opined that today's adoption of Delhi Declaration and the Executive Programme for 2026-28 will go a long way in strengthening India-Arab partnership. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha today. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. It will be the third budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Before the budget preparation, the Finance Minister held pre-budget consultations meetings with several stakeholders. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh also had held extensive pre-budget consultations on various aspects related to agriculture and rural development and submitted compiled report or suggestions to the Finance Minister. The Indian Coast Guard will commemorate its 50th Rising Day, today marking nearly five decades of dedicated selfless service to the nation. From its beginnings in 1977 with just seven surface platforms, the Indian Coast Guard has evolved into a formidable maritime force comprising 155 ships and 80 aircraft. The Coast Guard is poised to achieve its target force levels of 200 surface platforms and 100 aircraft by 2030. Headquarters Western Air Command organized Indore Shaurya Samman Sammelan to pay a solemn tribute to gallant air warriors whose exemplary courage and distinguished service have brought honor to the Indian Air Force and the nation. In a statement, Ministry of Defence said that the ceremony honoured personnel who were conferred prestigious presidential awards for their acts of conspicuous bravery, exceptional leadership, and selfless devotion to duty. It stated that the actions undertaken in demanding operational conditions reflected rare courage, precise execution, and unwavering commitment to mission success. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange colour warning for thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorm at isolated places over East Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh today. IMD has also forecast cold day conditions over East Uttar Pradesh and dense fog conditions over Odisha. The Met Department said that the thunderstorm with lightning and gusty winds will prevail over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Punjab, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh during the next 2 days. In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 46 runs in the fifth and final T20 of the five-night series at Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram last night. Chasing the target of 272 runs set by India, the New Zealand scored 225 runs in 19.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.